Good morning. I'm a little nervous, but yeah, God is good, amen. So continuing with the series of Fatar Ki Kahani, I did a little bit of study and going through some of the things which are very interesting are the seven wonders of the world. And the seven wonders of the world, some are the Taj Mahal, we know the pyramids in Egypt, we know Christ the Redeemer in Brazil, and there are so many interesting places that have been, like the Great Wall of China. And all these huge monuments are not made of fabric, of wood, or of hay, but they're made of stone. And I started understanding why stone was so important and how God uses stone that we see, which is so normal, into, and people make them into magnificent things. And you know, we look into the book of Deuteronomy, where God has inscribed the Ten Commandments, and where was it made? On two tablets of stone. Well, I know tablets is when the doctor prescribes medication, or when I have to buy one at the electronics shop for Zain to use his gadgets. But stone is really important. So when we look at stone, we go through, Boris, can I have a picture up? We go through this very interesting story. It's a story of David and Goliath. We all know about the story, right? So we turn our eyes to the Bible. Let's go to Samuel. Can I read? Samuel 17:38. Saul, the king of the Israelites, he dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened his sword over the tunic and tried walking around. But he was not comfortable because he was not used to it. I cannot go in this. So what does he do? He takes a staff and five stones from a brook. Then he goes and approaches the Philistines. What happens here is there is war between the Philistines and the Israelites. And every day there's this huge giant. Can I see the giant? His name is Goliath. Goliath was a giant 9.5 feet tall. When we think about tall, we think about basketball players and they're just 7 feet. But Goliath was a 9.5 feet giant. And every day he would come out and threaten the people and say, I am going to wage war and I'm going to kill you. So there was fear in the camp, in God's camp. And they didn't know how they're going to defeat the enemy. Then comes David. He says that I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands. You into my hands is a little boy, David, talking to this big giant, Goliath. Can you see Goliath? Goliath's coat that he wore was 6,000 shekels of bronze. They weighed 6,000 shekels of bronze. That is equivalent to 57 kilos. If I lose a little weight, maybe that would be like all of me on Goliath. What he wore on his feet was about 600 shekels. That's approximately 7 kilos each. So his armor was huge. And people were really scared. But David said, no, I have confidence. And with these five stones, he put into his bag. And then we look at verse 48, where as the Philistines came forward, there was a man who ran forward of Goliath with the shield, just to carry his shield, okay, to wage war against David. And David ran quickly to the battle line, reaching into his bag, taking out a stone. He slung it and struck the Philistines on the forehead, the Philistine Goliath on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down. In that time, war, because they wanted to save money on war, instead of entire battles being fought, one man against one man. And this pressure of war was so much because not only did David had to win the war, whoever won the war, the entire, like the Israelites would have to be slaves to the Philistines, or the Philistines would have to be slaves to the Israelites. So there was a lot of weight on the head of anyone who would wage war against Goliath. Also, it was not his responsibility. it was the responsibility of the king. Because at that time, Saul was mentioned as one of the taller men in the land. He had the armor, his arms and his hands were trained for battle. He had the weapons, he had everything. But when David had confidence in God, he said, I can do this. And it is amazing, because when we think of a giant, and this giant throwing a stone that sunk into his forehead, we think of the giant falling backwards, because that's how gravity works. But because God was with him, it is miraculous that he fell face forward. And that is something that I'm encouraged with, is when God calls us and we say, no, God, this is not our time. Maybe someone else can do it. You know, the enemy is so big. How can I do this? You know, I think about my own life a couple of years ago when I went through my own crisis and everything looked like a big giant. And I said, God, I can't do this, you know. This is going to be impossible. I'm not called to this place. I'm not called to this position. All I need to do right now is hide. But that is when God started building in me and said, no, I will give you the weapons. I will train your hands for battle. I will raise you up. And I was so encouraged. And that's when I look at the life of David. And David, in small measures, he was being faithful to God. He was a shepherd looking after his sheep. He fought the bear. And he was being confident in what God called him to do. And eventually, when he had to fight the big giant, he was confident that God would fight the battle along with him. Amen?
Amen. Okay. We go to...
Can we turn to... Luke. Luke 23. 50. Verse 50. Can I read? This is another story, a very interesting story. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and an upright man. He had not consented to their decision and action. He came from Judea. This is the story of Christ, the burial of Jesus. And when Christ was crucified and Christ died, he took him down and wrapped him in a linen cloth and placed him in a tomb cut in the rock, one which was not, that no one had been laid in yet. It was preparation day and the Sabbath was about to begin. So this is a story about Jesus. Jesus, where he gave his life and he dies on the cross, and now it's time where this man Joseph goes and asks for the body of Jesus, and he lays his body in a tomb. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how the body was laid in. Then they went back home and prepared spices and perfumes. They had rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. This is the story when you think about, you know, the disciples would come and the disciples would do it. But this man, Joseph, was faithful. He came and he laid the body in the tomb, and the tomb was shut. But when the women came and the stone was rolled away, where was Jesus? He was not there. He was the resurrected Savior. Amen? And so many times in our lives is when we have stones that we can't see through. And we ask God, God, can you come through for me? Can you roll the stones away so I can see you as a resurrected Savior? Sometimes in our lives we think that this is not going to work. Consider it like death. It's not going to happen. God, in your faithfulness, and give me the confidence that I can see through this, that I can see life through it, and that you breathe life into me, and you breathe the things that I did not even imagine or hope or desire to come through, you will bring to pass. Amen? Amen. I just want to tell you a little thing about when I saw myself getting unhealthy, and I was not really taking care of myself. I decided to say, hey, I need to get to the gym and I need to do a little bit of exercise. And my trainer was very sweet, he was very kind. And he gave me this exercise called a duck walk. So I said, I don't know what a duck walk is. Do you know what a duck walk is? Okay, I'm going to show you what a duck walk is.
It's the most horrible exercise. I would have to go from one side of the gym to the other side, walking like this, okay?
And I would just, he would make me continuously walk like this. And I said, why am I doing this exercise? It hurt, my legs hurt, my hands hurt, everyone looks so much taller. I don't like this. So then I decided one day, I said, listen, I will come for exercise, but this exercise I'm never going to do because it's really painful. And so he said, okay, well, I will give you better exercises. And then he started giving better exercises, which really helped me, and I was very happy. And I said, God, why am I doing a duck walk? And he said, sometimes, you know, in your spiritual life, God has called you to stand tall and be confident in the things he wants you to do and not walk like a duck. But sometimes in my spiritual walk, I'm always walking like a duck. Oh God, how's it gonna happen? Things look so huge. You know, I'm always cribbing, I'm always crying. But when I stand confident in what God has called me to do and to be, and I want to encourage you this morning, that stand tall and be confident. You can have all excuses. You know, people raise their finger at David and say, you're a young boy, you don't know anything, look at your appearance. And sometimes we think, what is our appearance? What is our social status? You know, if I was trained or if I was born up in an Ambani family, I would have this context, I would be this, I would be that. But look at what I am, look at my appearance. How will God use me? But David was faithful. And we are so encouraged. I am so encouraged with the life of David. And I want to be faithful. Amen. And I want to encourage you this morning that God has a good plan for us. And let the stones be rolled away so that we can see the resurrected Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen.